The worst part of summer in the city isn't the heat, garbage, noise, or crowds, but those summer festivals that jam heat, garbage, noise, and crowds into three fun-filled square blocks. I hate them. So far this summer, I've detoured my way around a polka marathon, a crafts festival in New York's Lincoln Center that featured square dancing and live sheep shearing, a celebration of the summer solstice, Lebanese, Ukrainian, African, Gaelic, and Japanese folk festivals, and all 5 days of the 4th of July Philadelphia Freedom Festival. Every time I step out of my apartment these days, I'm in the middle of another festival. A few Sundays ago, I walked over to the Art Museum. It's free, cool, and quiet, and if you can't afford a vacation at the beach, you can at least go to the museum and stare at paintings of the ocean. Not that Sunday. A merry old Renaissance fair was in full swing. There it was, the entire glorious three-century history of the Renaissance, encapsulated by seven actors in Halloween drag. They jousted and wrestled with each other and bounded through the galleries shouting, "Huzzah, wench, and God save the queen!" The little kids loved it, but I wished for a return of the Dark Ages. Last month, my friend Amy, who likes these things, strong-armed me into going to something called a jambalaya jam, a celebration, for no discernible reason, of New Orleans music and Cajun cooking. It looked an awful lot like the Renaissance to me. Mobs of people jousting and wrestling with each other, out-of-work actors, this time selling crawfish keychains. "I'm going home," I told Amy. "I hate summer festivals." "You're not with the people on this one," she warned me, hoping to prick my populist conscience. But I kept moving. It's not that I don't share some of the same yearnings that lead people to seek out festivals on beautiful summer afternoons. I too emerge in May from my winter world of isolated TV watching, wanting to connect with other people, to have authentic experiences. But giant summer festivals always wind up making me feel more alienated. I'm suspicious that what we're really celebrating, apart from the flimsy ethnic and historical trappings of these festivals, is our common identity as consumers, and that the only authentic experience they offer is that of shopping. But other people disagree. Festival fiends like Amy just hang loose and enjoy. And some liberal ethnographers and urban planners interpret summer festivals as a sign of a renewed sense of community among city dwellers. Right. Maybe they should try wandering around, ankle-deep in beer and cheese fries, along with 6,000 other people wearing foam moosehead antlers, all celebrating Canada Day. Is this an affirmation of civic solidarity or an urban hell? I know what I think.